Time now for a look at local news on WBKV. Dodge County authorities have released the name of the 23-year-old New Berlin man who was killed in an accident in the town of Herman over the weekend. Alan James Hyder was driving his 2010 Jeep north on Idaho Road Saturday afternoon and failed to stop for a stop sign at County Road DW. The Jeep vaulted, struck a tree, and started on fire. Hyder was the sole occupant of the Jeep and died at the scene. Washington County authorities are looking for a 47-year-old Huber inmate who left the jail for an eye appointment Friday morning in West Bend and never returned. Darren E. Brookins also was a no-show for the eye appointment. Brookins is serving time on a contempt of court charge. His last known address is on East Washington Street in West Bend. Authorities believe he may be headed to West Allis or Colorado. He drives a green 1996 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup. A 52-year-old Sussex man was arrested for his second OWI late Friday evening after he hit a roundabout hard enough to flatten two tires on his vehicle. Washington County authorities say a caller had reported the man driving erratically southbound on County P and saw him hit the roundabout at PNNN hard enough to cause the vehicle to become airborne just before 10:30 Friday night. The man then drove with the two flats about a mile and a half to the backside of St. Joseph's Hospital near the loading docks. Hospital security staff assisted deputies. The man failed field sobriety tests, and a breath test showed he was more than three times the legal limit for operating a vehicle. West Bend police are investigating a hit-and-run that occurred Saturday evening in the 900 block of Paradise Drive. A 29-year-old West Bend man was crossing the road at the northbound ramp to Highway 45 when a vehicle turned from Paradise Road and struck the man's leg, causing a minor injury. That vehicle did not stop. The victim made it to a nearby business to call for assistance. A man reportedly going through cars in the 800 block of Church Street in Allenton was able to avoid Washington County authorities late Sunday night. A caller reported the man going through cars at about 11:30 Sunday night. Deputies determined the man had gone through several unlocked vehicles and contacted owners, who at the time said nothing appeared to be missing. Suspect described as a thin man wearing a sweatshirt with the hood pulled up, carrying a flashlight and a bag. And now you're up to date on WBKV. Our forecast is next.